I'm Abby Trivett with Charisma Media, and today we are going to dive deep about none other than the end times. If you've noticed the trending topics in the news cycle, you see countless articles and videos about wars, governmental crisis, and major leaps in technology every single day. Lately, we've seen a rapid increase in the signs we see in the heavens, including the Devil Comet, blood moons, and the April 8th eclipse. There's also talk of a red heifer sacrifice and the construction of the altar for the sacrifice to take place. So, how do we take all of these things we are seeing around us? There's been a lot of discussion about Jesus' words in Matthew 24, and regarding these events, which specifically tells us what to look for before he returns. In verses 6 through 8, Jesus says, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, epidemics, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." So you may have heard this portion of scripture quoted more frequently, as we actually have seen epidemics. We all lived through 2020 and know exactly what that looked like. Earthquakes, we've seen more of those, including in Taiwan just a few days ago. We've seen nation against nation rising from what started just a few years ago with Ukraine and Russia, and with what we are seeing play out in front of us with Israel and Gaza. But notice one key part of this passage. Jesus asks us not to be troubled. It can become so easy for us to get caught up in the fear and worry about what we are seeing happening, but we are not at the very end yet. What we are supposed to do is take note of what is happening around us and use it as a timestamp to know that the clock is counting down, and we are supposed to use whatever time is left to go and fulfill the Great Commission. And there's a really big piece as to why preaching the gospel is so important. The end cannot come without the gospel being shared with every nation, tribe, and tongue. Matthew 24:14 says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." Mark 16 talks about fulfilling this Great Commission by preaching the gospel to all creation, including the signs which will follow those who believe. "In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." While we are seeing the painful birthing pains of the end times, this part of fulfilling the Great Commission is also evident. Look at the revivals taking place on college campuses, with young adults being completely committed to their newfound faith in Christ. Look at deliverance ministries that are doing the miraculous signs and wonders of healing the sick and casting out demons while they preach the gospel. These events are important for the end to come, just as it is for us to see the wars and diseases. However, do not forget that part of the end times includes a great falling away, which we are seeing even here in America, something at one time would have seemed impossible. 2 Thessalonians 2:3 tells us, "Do not let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless a falling away happens first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of destruction." People will fall away from the faith. It's not a question, but a certainty. People will even believe they think they know the truth from what the world or false prophets tell them. Why do I say this? Because Matthew 24:11 says, "And many false prophets will rise and will deceive many." This point may be the hardest for Christians to accept, because we all want to believe that every pastor, every church, and every denomination will follow biblical principles at all times. But that's not the case. This means spending time in the Word of God, in prayer, and in biblically based community is necessary to stay on the right course. There's also many things Revelation tells us about what it will be like when Jesus returns, including warnings we should pay attention to. Warnings of repentance, of being hot instead of lukewarm. These are things we cannot ignore. There's a reason that the message to Philadelphia says, "Look, I am coming quickly. Hold firmly what you have so that no one may take your crown." Deception will occur. It's not a question. If you're not sure where your heart lies, if you've never committed yourself to Christ, this is the time to do so. If you've backslidden away from God, this is the time to reach out. All you have to do is call on His name wholeheartedly and you will be saved. Do not wonder what would happen if today was your last day, or if Christ's return was sooner than we all thought. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins so that you can know Him forever. Do not waste away this opportunity for eternal life and relationship with our heavenly King. While I won't go into the debate about pre-tribulation versus post-tribulation theology, I will say this. One of the most comforting pieces of scripture to me is that there will come a time when God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Yes, things will become difficult, and many voices will rise with the intention of swaying us from the path of righteousness toward darkness, but for those who endure to the end, they will be saved. Thank you for watching this video. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment down below. Until next time, this is Abby Tribbett with Charisma Media. God bless.